Jesus said we have to worship in spirit and in truth, John 4:24. The churches have gone the way of business and money and traditions of men. And so why we come into the streets, and we don't belong to a denomination, by the way, we're just followers of Christ. We come into the streets to lift up Christ crucified, his shed blood and his resurrection. What you need, all of us need, is a perfect Lamb of God to die and shed his blood to cover your sin. Have you sinned before God?
Of course.
Yeah. So you need the perfect Lamb's blood to cover you. And is death coming for you?
Of course.
You, all of us? You need his defeating death by his resurrection. And the Bible says it's on that card. If you're willing to repent, change your mind, change your ways, to turn from this culture. America's set for the wrath of God. The world is set for the wrath of God. We're living in Sodom 2 today here. If you're willing to repent and see what Christ did, beaten, battered, bloodied, bruised for you. They've turned Jesus into a business. They're making movies like The Chosen about him. They're selling t-shirts. They're making movie stars out of people pretending to be Jesus. Jesus was beaten, battered, bloodied, bruised as fully man, fully God to make a way for us. And if you'll repent, change your mind, change your ways, and say, Father, your ways lead to life, my ways lead to death. This will happen to you, what happened to us. You'll be born again. I used to be this in the world. I am no better than everyone, but I'm different now because the Spirit of God transformed my heart. And now I don't want the things of the world. I want life, and I want to glorify him. I don't want to glorify Satan and this kingdom of his that we live in. You be born again. And if you know people that go to church and they say, I'm born again, but yet they live worldly, they live carnal, they live selfish, they talk more of the world than they do of Christ. They haven't come out of the world. They don't act holy and righteous in all of their ways. They're just deceiving themselves. The Bible says holiness and obedience will mark your path. And then the Bible says, like a marriage, you have to endure in it every day, every week, every month, every year. And we're not talking about church attendance. There's no biblical church. There isn't. They're all made of man and Satan. We're talking about you, following Jesus, not Roman Catholicism, not evangelicals, not the culture. Read your Bible. He's the word. He's the life. Follow him, and him by his word will conform all your ways. And one day you can hear, well done, good and faithful servant, if you obey him. But if you hold on to your ways, if you hold on to your dreams, if you hold on to your desires, if you hold on to what you want, you can be religious, you can have faith, you can believe in him, but he's going to say, nope, there's a part of me you didn't give me. That's called idolatry. There'll be no idolaters in the kingdom of heaven. When a man marries a woman, can she keep another dude? When a woman marries a man, can he keep another woman? No. When we come to Christ, we have to surrender everything to him and follow him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And at our website, from our body, we don't take people's money. We don't want your money. We all work and support ourselves. We travel. We preach. We teach people how to be followers of Christ. We Bible study with them long distance. We encourage them to come out of the world. Judgment's coming. This is Sodom 2. Jesus came as a baby in the manger. You know how he's coming back? 2 Thessalonians 1, he's coming back in flaming fire, and it says he's going to destroy all those that don't know God, look around, and all those that don't obey the gospel. Faith and works and holiness and obedience mark God's people. Come out of the world, follow Christ, and we're here to help you. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Did you get a gospel card?
Yeah.
You got one?
No,
you gave him one. Good job.
He did.
Did you get one?
No.
We'd like
Thank
you to have
you.
One. Check out our website and those resources. Yeah. Love you, neighbor. God be praised.
Check out the magic show.
Good job, brother.
By Peter Magic. Get your tickets.